Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Flock here, Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Flock here, Amateur Radio Association, and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Tonight we have a fun technical topic grab bag. I got a couple of short things, but if anybody has a question or topic that they would like to bring to the net this evening, please feel free to call now. And hearing nothing, does anyone have any announcements or news that they would like to bring to the net? If so, please call now. All right, no good news is good news. Let's take a round of check-ins. If you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KF4SPL.
KF4QKN.
KS1PPY. Mobile, no comment.
All right. We picked up K1HTV, KN4SPL, KS1PPY, mobile, no comment, and there was a double there, and I failed to pull either of them out of that. So if I didn't call you, please call again.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Kilo November.
All right, there they are, K3FR and KO4QKN. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Anyone else who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
KN4QXD.
N7IVV.
All right, we got KN4QXD and N7IVV. Great crowd, great crowd. All right, a couple things I want to offer up this evening. The first is just a little bit of a soapbox. In the last couple of weeks, in my online forum readings, I have come across, sadly more than once, an occasion where somebody brought something to a forum, excited about something that he or she had done, and was, I don't know how else to put this except, say, shot down by somebody who didn't think much of that person's contribution or thing that they were sharing or his history. You know, I've seen things like, you know, well, you're not a real ham radio operator, or that's not real ham radio, and that's just really distressing to hear because, you know, we don't need to be pouring cold water on anybody's enthusiasm for the hobby. And frankly, it's just a mean and rude thing to do, in or out of this hobby. So I just want to say to all the folks who are out there doing stuff, that if you happen to run across somebody who woke up on the wrong side of the bed and says that whatever you did isn't good enough or isn't real or you're not a real ham or anything, you just turn around and walk away from that sour, poisonous person, because all that says nothing about you and only says stuff about them and nothing good. So, yeah, share your stuff, make cool things, put it on the internet, put it on the repeaters, share it with the nets, and do good things. And if you find yourself, any of us, you know, in a position where we encounter somebody saying something and we're like, oh, well, you know, back in my day or whatever, just, you know, remember that the paths that other people have walked does not in any way diminish your own journey. So you may be an extra class radio aperture, you may be able to speak normally like a human. You may be an extra class radio amateur operator licensed back with the FCC, did their full speed Morse code test in person, and you probably had to wear a tie or encountered others who were. And, you know, that's totally awesome that you did that. But fact is that today people couldn't do that if they wanted to. And that's not their fault. And better just to acknowledge the cool stuff that they're doing and don't beat them up for stuff that they may not have done. So anyway, that's the end of that. Be nice. Just be nice to people. Other two things I've got in my grab bag this evening are more technical. The first one is more of an announcement / news item. The Kraken SDR. The Kraken SDR is the follow-on to the Kerberos SDR, if you were familiar with that. And what the Kraken SDR is, it's a software-defined radio device that has 5 phase coherent receivers in it with USB-C connections. What does that mean? So a set of phase coherent receivers means that all of the internal signal paths on the 5 independent channels are tuned and aligned just so that when the software-defined radio takes a sample, it takes a sample at the same time from all 5 inputs, and that all of the phase alignments of the signals coming in are all synchronized and in a known relationship to one another. So that's a lot of technical gobbledygook for some of you, but what it means is that you can do cool stuff like radio direction finding, beam forming, by which you can put 5 antennas out there, and then you can, in software, combine the signals in different ways to make directional antennas that point different ways without moving any of the antennas. And other cool stuff. So if you have been interested in that kind of software-defined radio experimentation, then the Kraken SDR is live on CrowdSupply. I have no relationship to CrowdSupply or the Kraken SDR people, with the exception that I have put in my support for one. I want one of these puppies. And if all goes well, they will ship sometime in the spring of 2022. So that's that. The other technical grab bag item I have tonight is just a suggestion. Most radios have a mechanism or several that you can use to check if you can hear somebody on reverse or work them simplex. And so let's unpack that a little bit. So most of us know that simplex operation is operation on one frequency. So if you're on a simplex channel, simplex frequency, then you and the other person and any other people are all using the identical frequency to receive and transmit, and you do it one at a time. This is distinct from a duplex operation where there's 2 frequencies involved, such as on a repeater. Now, this repeater and many repeaters operate in what we call half-duplex mode, which means that although there's 2 frequencies in use, you can still only transmit or receive. You can't do both at the same time. That's half-duplex. And then, of course, full-duplex is if you can receive and transmit at the same time, which is a more telephone-like experience when telephones are working well. So simplex operation. It can be interesting to know if somebody you're listening to on a repeater is within range of you. And there's a couple ways to do that. Some radios have a dedicated button that you can push. that will flip the radio over to the transmit side of that repeater setup you have in memory and allow you to listen to it and see if you can hear whoever else is transmitting. Some radios do that automatically on their own behind the scenes. I forget which brand it is. It's like ARTS, it's like automatic repeater transponder service, something. I forget what it's called. Maybe one of you out there has this radio and can tell us what it is. But it does that for you automatically and gives you a little notification if the person that you're chatting with on repeater is actually close enough that you can reach them directly via simplex means. And if your radio doesn't do that, then there's a couple of other things that you can do to enable yourself to quickly make that determination. What I like to do is have the reverse frequency of the repeater, the input frequency of the repeater, in either another memory, if I have enough memories for that radio, or a VFO, depending on the button layout of the radio, whichever it is that will allow me to switch back and forth very quickly. So on this 7100 here, that's the V/M button. I can switch between a memory and a VFO very quickly. And so I just set the VFO to the input of the repeater, and then I set the memory to the memory of the repeater. And if I want to see if I can hear somebody, all I have to do is push one button, and I flip over there. And if I can't hear them, I can flip right back and not miss much. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it, of course, is just to make another memory that has the reverse frequency in it without an offset or anything like that, so it behaves like a simplex memory. So it might be a good exercise for you to learn a little bit more about your radio and see which of those mechanisms are available to you on each of the radios you have, and give it a shot. Give it a try this evening or any other evening that you listen to Annette. Do a little experiment. See who you can hear directly as they're chatting on their repeater. Use this setup to get familiar with it and to, you know, make a little list of people that are nearby enough to you, or you have good enough propagation to hear directly. So that can be a fun little thing. So with that, I will shut up and spin around the round table. We'll see how you all are doing, what interesting things you've been up to in radio land, and what's coming up. So this has been KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net. And we will start at the top of the list with Rich, K1HTV. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Mike. This is Rich, K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Thanks for the info, the technical info. A lot of information there, and hopefully those who have not weren't aware of it will absorb some of it. Sometimes it's tough to absorb so much technical information when you're starting out in the hobby. But little by little, you'll build on it, and it's like building a house. Start with a foundation, build a brick at a time, a level at a time, and eventually you end up learning quite a bit. So don't be afraid to dig in technically and learn more. Let's see what's been happening. Yesterday, K4JNT stopped over with KO4KEZ, who is a new neighbor up on top of the hill, Dave. Dave is looking for some coax. He had Wayne donated a 40-meter antenna to him, but he needed about 50 feet of coax, so went out in the shed and found a couple of pieces, then gave him a barrel, and they're in business now. So they've got a 40-meter antenna up, and it's working. He's made some 40-meter contacts already on 40-meter sidebands, so look for Dave, KO4KEZ, on 40, and probably 15. Those two bands, that antenna will work on fairly well. Good to see everybody at the FARA meeting at about, I think, 16 or 17 at the meeting, and another equal amount on the WebEx side, so 3 dozen or so FARA members attended the past meeting. Active on the bands, let's see, there's an interesting 200th anniversary of the Hellenic War, where Greeks fought the Ottoman Empire and won in 1821, gained their independence, and there are a number of stations with special sugar X-ray 200 prefixes, SX200 and their three-letter suffix, so look for those stations. There's an award if you can work them on two bands. There's a bronze award and four bands. You get a silver award. I'm up to silver. I got 9 different stations, but on the four bands so far. If you can work those SX200 stations on 5 bands, you get the gold award. Then there's a platinum if you can work them on 6 bands. So solar flux is down to 77. K index is 2. It was up to 3 a little bit earlier today, but Other than that, it's been pretty low, pretty quiet sun right now. Solar flux is still good enough to propagate 10 liters. We had a 2 days ago, or yesterday, Saturday, workstations in Oman, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia with 75 watts on 10 liters, and on 12, quite a few stations in Europe. A big, I think 12 was one of the better bands. Tonight, Fiji was on. It worked as 3D2TS, has been active on 12 meters. And a couple of days ago, FR4NT and 80 meters FT8 was on. Snagged him for a new band country for Reunion Island on 80. 5T5PA is now on with a slash portable, slash P, on FT8. He and a couple other ops are operating down there in Mauritania. Other than that, let's see. Good presentation by Bruce K4GDX about the upcoming Great Pumpkin Race on the Thursday meeting. For those who didn't attend, I believe you could, I'm not sure if he's posted the slides online, but looking for more ops. The numbers are increasing to help man the, I believe, 5 sites. Other than that, that's about it. Some of the de-expeditions are ramping down. The S9OK in Sao Tome is QRT. There are a couple 3DA0RH and UM, no, WW, 3DA0RH and 3DA0RU and 3DA0WW in Eswatini, formerly called Swaziland, are still active on the band. So that's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich, thank you. Fine business for that update. And always good to have extra stuff lying around the shack for folks who need some. Bob, KN4SPL, how are you doing?
Good evening, Mike. This is KN4SPL, and good evening to all on the net. Thanks for the good technical info, and I really like the... sorry, let me start that again. For some reason, my 7900 just powered down, and I am confused why it did that. I hope it did not overheat. A little confused. How am I coming in right now?
You sound great, but I can't hear you on reverse.
Got it. Actually, I'm a little worried right now because I smell electrical smoke. I hope my radio did not just overheat. I guess that's something I'm going to have to look into. So that kind of derailed me tonight, so I'm going to end it there for now. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
All right, Bob, well, we've got our fingers crossed here for you. Hope it's just a loose connection and a overheated jumper wire somewhere between your power supply and your radio. Fingers crossed. If you get it figured out before you're in that, please let us know what happened. Otherwise, maybe shooting it out to the reflector to help us get to bed a little better tonight. All right, we're going to move on to K3FR. Ron, how you doing?
Well, good evening, Mike. KF4EK, K3FR. Not just doing normal life type things. Helped out with the JOTA effort from the Manassas Club yesterday. Didn't get very far. I didn't have very many scouts come over and visit us. But so we packed up before the wind and the rain started coming through. And I just let out for the Skyline Drive and actually got some nice pictures. It dried up there, and though it's not strongly turned to color yet, it's still interesting. I want to say amen on your first comments there, Mike. And it doesn't do any good to either respond positively or negatively to the person, because all that does, he just takes that as justification for what he's said, and we'll keep multiplying it. So, anyway, just let him die his death of silence from no responses. Not really doing an awful lot on the vans. Last Sunday was probably the biggest, most active day of my week here. Otherwise, it was just polishing the cars, shopping for food, prepping food, and that was about it. I get down to sit down, and maybe next week we'll do some more stuff and get a little bit more interested and maybe figure some more things out about the coupled resonator antennas. Back to you, Mike, KF4TK3FR.
All right, Ron. Well, thanks for the kind words, and you know, and good luck with the ongoing projects. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to KO4QKN. How you doing?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Doing good. Actually been off the air for quite a while. Work's been killing me. But back in it. Was up on 40 meters for a little bit over the weekend, trying to see if I can't catch up with any of the JATA stations and that. Got a new antenna erected this afternoon for 2 meters and 70 centimeters. Got that up. In regards to your grab bag there, you are correct. This kind of goes out to everybody from FARA. I want to tip my hat as a new ham because I did check out a few other clubs, and let's just say, yeah, they weren't as supportive. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody because it is nice to, when you need some help, everybody seems to be willing to educate you and point you in a direction and give a helping hand. And I think we need more of that nowadays. I'll turn it back over to Net. I appreciate everything. KO4QKN. Clear.
All right, well, awesome. Thank you for the kind words. I agree with you. This is a great group of folks. I've only been with it for, I don't know, 2 years now. And lots of great interactions, lots of great technical resources, and lots of fun folks. So thanks for the kind words. I'll speak for the club and say thank you. We appreciate it, and I look forward to having you hang around and learn and share. So, awesome stuff. All right, KN4QXD, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is KN4QXD in the Net. Thanks for having me. I agree on your comments. As a new ham, I can say that if there's no opportunity for people like me to learn from more experienced operators, the day will come where there are no operators, and I don't think any of us want that. So, radio-wise, I'm excited to say I found the very first set of walkie-talkies my parents bought me when I was a kid in the early 70s, and I'm going to spend some time to see if I can make those things work again. That'll be a fun project for this winter. Other than that, I don't have anything exciting to talk about, so I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KN4QXD. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. I just wanted to say that I have a nice, clear copy of you at S3 on reverse. I say on reverse. When people say on reverse, they mean the input frequency of the repeater that they otherwise would be normally listening to you on, so when I say, yeah, I got you S3 on reverse, it means that if I tune over to 147.765, which is the input frequency of the repeater and the frequency that we all transmit on when we key down to go through this repeater, that's what on reverse means. When I listen to 147.765, instead of 147.165, I hear you at S3, which is not breaking the doors down, but is completely readable, nice copy at my QTH, my location. So, pretty cool. Now I'm going to go over to QRZ.com and type in your call sign and look you up and make a guess about where you are and see if that makes sense, given the signal conditions. So, fun times, but thank you also for your kind words, and thanks for stopping by. Hope you continue to do so. Learn and share, and we'll all make the hobby a fun place to be. So thanks for that. All right. We got one more guy on the list, and that is N7IVG. Brad, how you doing?
Who are you? KF4TEK. I'm doing great, obviously. N7IVV. I'm just curious about those walkie-talkies that he got. They're probably the old realistic big old monster things that I had, but they weren't mine. They were really my dad's. But anyway, let's see. Just before the net started, I managed to do the one thing that those of us that do 3D printing always just are horrified by, and that is broke off my filament inside a Bowden tube. So now I have to figure out how to do that, and so I don't know. I think my job is much simpler than Bob's. I didn't hear or smell any magic smoke on my system. But, I've been playing with all kinds of things here lately. I'm sitting here looking at a pile of pieces and parts that I just got from PowerWorks, and I bought them directly because they had everything that I was looking for. But I've got 11, count them, 11 different colors of power pole housings for a little project that I'm doing. And on top of that, they actually sell this great big connector type, a plug and receptacle that holds 8 power pole connectors. So you can, well, use your imagination. You can figure out all kinds of things to do with that, but it's quite handy. Let's just say that ended up being a much easier and, more easily sourced solution for me to make a bunch of connections than trying to find a connector that was less than $150 to do that, you know, something else normal, shall we say. Listen, let's see, about the club. Well, first of all, I want to do a shout-out for those who are conspicuously absent, noticed by their absence, whatever the heck I'm trying to say. I'm not feeling well tonight, so I hope it gets feeling better. I won't mention any names, but the club meeting. We did have what I think was a good club meeting, and, Rich is right, we had about 18 people present and 18 people online, so that was actually a good crowd now that I think about that, 36 or so people. Bruce's presentation was covering the Great Pumpkin Ride that's coming up, and I guess I'll go ahead and pop out an announcement / plea for help. Super, super, super opportunity for those of you who are new in the hobby to support that. It really is. It's very simple. It's almost like working the net, checking into the net. All you do is you're down at a rest stop, of which there are 4 plus the main location up in Warrenton. And if somebody needs something, they can walk up to you and say, "Hey, can you call up there and have them send us down some more napkins or something?" And that's all you do. And if they need something from up top, they call you and they say, "Please pass along this information to your rest stop people there," and, you know, that's really all it is. Yeah, they could use a cell phone, but ham radio is in some ways very much easier, not to mention the fact that we can, if necessary, make an announcement to all of the race course at the same time on the radio. So please check out the post that Bruce put up on our groups.io. forum / whatever we call that. It's not a reflector. It's an old archaic term and that we're all unfortunately in the habit of using. It's just easier. But please check that out. And if you are at all available this coming Saturday morning for a little while, please make yourself available. And if you've never done it before, fear not, because one of us old guys that's done it before will be there to help you. So it'll be a lot of fun. Another thing, sorry, I have to, you know, you turned it over to me, Mike. Man, I'm going to have to ID myself here, N7IVV. The other thing that was mentioned during the meeting we talked about, and I guess we're going to go ahead and move forward on it. The board will act more officially on it here in the next week or so. We're going to go ahead and plan for some sort of a holiday activity, whether we do that on the date of our December meeting or whether we choose to do that on a Saturday or some other day of everyone's choosing. We'll get together and we'll do some sort of a dinner get together, and we will probably, possibly be doing it at a church down in Bealeton, which is, I guess one of our new members is, I believe, a pastor of, or some sort of, he has some position there where he has connections, and he was going to check on the availability of that building, venue for us. So the point is, think about that, but we also, again, calling out for help, need someone to basically plan it. You know, we've got some people looking into the building. We need some people to look into food. We need some people to look into the possibility of catering. You know, the usual. The board can't and / won't do everything for the club. You know, we may make some recommendations. We'll pay for stuff when it's legitimate, but we really want you folks to get more involved in everything, and that helps you enjoy the hobby a lot more. So, more information will be forthcoming soon. That's all I'm going to talk about tonight. Aren't you glad? KF4TEKN7IBB.
Oh, is he done? Just kidding, Brad. Thanks for the awesome rundown. Good stuff, all of it. So, yeah, don't feel bad about taking the time. Yeah, I have to admit, I was one of the folks who missed the meeting last Thursday. I really should have been there as a board member, but at some point in the mid-afternoon, I lay down and I just didn't wake up in time and then in any shape to participate. But next time. So yeah, definitely, folks, check out the Great Pumpkin Ride information if you have availability. Weather today was fantastic. It was really nice being outside, unlike a lot of the last several months. So, don't know what the weather's going to be like Saturday, but it could be a good chance to get outside and have some radio fun at the same time. So, very good. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and this is the bottom of the list. So, if there is anybody who would like to join us, anybody who would like to put in 2 more cents, you're welcome to recheck. Go ahead and call now.
K4SKP, no comment.
N7IBB. K4SPL, recheck.
Alrighty, K4SKP, no comment. Thanks for stopping by. KN4SPL with a recheck and hopefully great news on his radio. And then N7IBB, recheck. So let's go with Bob. KN4SPL.
KN4TEK, KN4SPL, just my, had to pull the meter out. Of course, the first thing I'm going to check is power going into the radio. I pulled the power supply cable out the back of the radio, and I had no voltage. My power supply, it's a Tech Power 30 amp or whatever power supply, and it has some Anderson power poles on the front, and that's what my 9700 is running off of, those Anderson power poles. And my fuses are good. I cannot remove the Anderson power poles. I don't know if something happened, overheated, fused something, but I don't think it's my rig, so I think it's the set power supply. So whew. I mean, I guess worst case, I'd have to send this 9700 back to ICOM, but anyway, that's what I'm finding out thus far. KN4SPL, back to net.
All right, Bob, fine business. Thanks for the update. Yeah, it's always a relief when the device with fewer dollar signs in front of it goes bad. So, yeah, power pole, that's surprising. I'll be interested to find out what the postmortem on that is. And I heard Brad actually say a lot of P words with his power poles, so I wrote down, I was going to comment on his plethora of pretty power poles for his project from PowerWorks. I forgot to say that, but now I have another chance, so N7IBB, go ahead.
For producing plugs, I just real quick, I forgot to mention, but in light of your comments there, I bet you had an S5 on reverse, which surprises me. I don't think I can ever copy you normally. Also, PX4KU was trying to check in, so pick him up, N7IVV.
HTV recheck. All right, hold on, guys, hold on. Got K1HTV, and Brad, yeah, I've got US3 as well. I'm only putting out 10 watts. Yeah, 5 watts. 5 watts from my location here in Warrington. So that is quite a throw. I guess the leaves have started to fall. And I didn't hear Kevin, but I will take you at your word and put him here on the list, KX4KU. And since we haven't heard from Kevin yet, I'm going to give Kevin a call, and then we'll go back to Rich. So KX4KU, Kevin, are you there?
KF4DK, KX4KU, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good evening, Mike. I had a problem at the beginning because I was messing around with things this weekend. I forgot to hook up my antenna. And it took me a few minutes to noodle that through. But just wanted to make two comments. Somebody said, I think it was Richard, if one look at the slides or the presentation and the route, they are on the members area under member presentations at the top. There's both the PDF with the routes on it and Bruce's presentation, so you can easily get it there once you log into a website. The other thing is when your initial comment, and that goes with everything like amateur radio. If it wasn't for people being nice to people that are new, we wouldn't get anywhere. I mean, case in point, I didn't know nothing about, there's good grammar. I didn't know anything about Raspberry Pi last year, really, and a bunch of people helped me out, including our net control operator, and their patience and wisdom helped me get very far along. So without mentors and helpers and people willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to help you out, I don't think we'd ever get anywhere. So that's all I have to say. I'll turn it back over to you, Mike, KF4DK, KX4K, back to that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for stopping by. Yeah, I tried to log into an antenna once and fried the back end of my radio, so hope yours is in better shape. Better luck with that. So, all right, we'll go back to Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. This is K1HTV. This is for Bob or for anybody else who uses power poles. In the case of Bob, the fact that you can't take the connector apart indicates you probably had two poorly connecting metal leaves within the connectors not seating properly or not touching properly. One could have been bent backwards enough to draw some current, but once you start drawing a good amount of current, that high resistance path, it's not a 0 ohms, it's probably an ohm or two or three or more, and as a result, it started getting hot and eventually welded itself together, and that's probably what you're dealing with. So it was probably initially a poor metal-to-metal contact within that connector. That can happen if the leaves that you put the wire into and solder or crimp are bent slightly away from where they should be, so they mate with the other side. They don't quite make a good metal-to-metal contact. They may make a contact, but not strong enough, not pushing hard enough against each other, and it becomes a high-resistance contact. And with high resistance and high current, that makes for heat, and that's what probably welded it together. So good luck in taking it apart, and that's about all I have to say. Back to net control, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, yeah, thanks for that. It's a good point. I'll just mention, in putting together many power pole connectors, I have noticed that depending on the particular characteristics of the wire that I have crimped onto the contact itself, it can sometimes be difficult to get the contact over the internal leaf spring inside the shell or connector housing. There is a little stainless steel leaf spring in there, and you've got to get that contact pressed in far enough into the housing after you get the wire attached. You got to get that thing back in there enough so that there's a click. If you don't hear the click, then the contact is not seated on the spring properly, and that means, one, it's not in the proper position forward to back, so it's not going to sit properly on its mating contact, and two, it's not going to have the appropriate amount of mating force to keep it in contact with its mating contact, and both of those things are going to contribute to a poor connection. So if you're putting power poles together, just make sure you are aware of that. Power pole does make a tool, especially for inserting and removing the contacts. So if you get a contact on wrong, or you get it, if you put on a heavy gauge wire and it's 180 degrees off of the way you wish you had crimped it, or if the wire goes bad, you can pull that contact back out of the housing if you have that tool. And it seems kind of ridiculous to pay however much they want for it now for a little tiny tool, which basically is a very small, specifically shaped piece of steel in a plastic handle. But, you know, what they say is the right tool for the job, and in this case, it definitely is. Makes getting those things in there much easier, especially if the wire that you were using is a finer wire and you can't really push on the wire itself with any oomph to get that contact over the spring. It's worth having if you've experienced that problem. All right, that's enough out of me. Clearly, I need to stop talking and call the net. So I will say that this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Services Net. I would like to thank everyone for checking us out tonight, for checking in and joining us tonight, and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FAR, to please see our website, w4da.org. All right, this is KF4TEK closing the FAR net and returning repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all. Good evening, 73.
Okay, well, HTV, my good additional information that's about the connector. Wholeheartedly agree. You look at this and say, why do they charge so much, but it's such a great tool when you need it. Good luck. Hope you have a good week, and thanks for doing the net. KF4TEK, K1HTV.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, and same to you. Have a good one. May the ionosphere be kind. And the weather to your antennas. Okay, 4TEK, I'm going to be clear.